It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to the program, and welcome to Friday. The weekend is here, so is the snow. It's cold in D.C., and it's supposed to be spring. What's going on? This is Larry London. Welcome to our program today, Border Crossings. We bring you Jubilee Riots. They're here in the studios. They've been traveling since 6 in the morning to get here, and they're here, and they're going to perform for us. So hang around, Jubilee Riots. Join us on today's Border Crossings.
Let's go. And sometimes you gotta break in the back door and make yourself at home. So I wander the halls like a cop on the beat, whistling the stars and stripes a little out of key. I stole the president's shoes. I stole the president's shoes. Grin upon my face.
Border Crossings, and we're listening to a cut from Jubilee Riot's new album, which is called Penny Black, and the album made its debut at number 9 on the Billboard Heatseekers chart. The guys are really, really happy about that and excited about the fact that they are on the road promoting the new album to the world. And we welcome to our studios the guys from Jubilee Riots. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Well, thank you.
It is great to have you here. And first of all, you are a foursome, a quartet, so I'll let you introduce yourselves, if you wouldn't mind. So.
Sure. Well, we actually have a fifth member who is circling the block in our van and trailer right now. So he was deemed expendable for the afternoon. But If you're out there, Mark, we hope you found some coffee somewhere. But I'm Brian Buchanan, and I'm a fiddle player and guitar player and keyboard player and do some singing in the band. Trevor Lewington's to my left. He plays guitar as well and is a lead vocalist. Craig Downey plays just about everything. Today he'll be playing whistles and doing some singing, but he plays bagpipes in the band and harmonica and trumpet and all kinds of other stuff. And to my right...
I'm Bruce.
Is Bruce.
Welcome, Bruce.
On percussion.
Play, Bruce. Bruce, he's got this box that he's sitting on for the benefit of our radio audience, and I think... What's that called?
Well, they told us that we would only have three chairs... available, so this is a cajon.
Cajon,
yeah.
And so that's what happens when you don't have a full drum kit.
That's
you
right.
Bringing in one of those.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. It makes a great sound too. And we welcome you guys all to our studios.
Well, thank you.
And I like your sound, like the vibe, and you know, I compare you a little bit to like. You know, there's of Monsters and Men or Mumford and Sons and
sure,
those kinds
yeah,
of sounds.
Yeah,
the roots Americana folk rock sound that's out there right now.
It's been great for us to see that sort of coming into prevalence and getting more popular. Because I mean, we've been a band for quite a long time. I joined in 2000. We've been touring ever since. And so we were kind of doing the folk rock thing before it was cool. We're like the hipsters.
Mm. And when you're not playing guitars and rocking out, somebody's got bagpipes.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm afraid it's true.
Yep, Craig plays bagpipes. Yeah. There's no pipes on the new record, but he plays them live a lot still, and he'll be playing them tonight over at the Barnes and Wolf Trap.
And how would you define or describe your music?
Like an iPod on shuffle?
Little and everything
that's
for everyone.
That's kind of how it feels, yeah. It's we come from very very diverse musical backgrounds, and we listen to all kinds of different music, and we don't tend to limit ourselves by what we include on records, and we enjoy sort of putting on a lot of different hats.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard of a Black Penny, but what is Penny Black?
Ah, that was the very first stamp.
Yep.
I believe it was 1840, was it, that it was issued?
Yeah, it was the very first, you'd know that better than I don't know.
Yeah.
That was an age quiz.
You don't look your age.
Yeah, it was the very first postage stamp that was printed for mass production and mass distribution. And it was shortly thereafter replaced by, I believe, Penny Red and then Penny Blue, which I think is still... In use in some places.
So are you guys
Penny
we're
Lane?
I don't know Penny Lane, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for a stamp collector, but none of us are that. No.
Oh, I was just about to ask you, are you a stamp collector?
I forget. There's a long word for that, but that's not us. No, our new record was sort of a concept album. We had our fans from all over the world write us letters with the craziest story from their own lives, because over the years touring, we found out that the people who we meet on the road have amazing stories, and they've all had very interesting, diverse lives. Mm-hmm. So we had them all write us letters. And so the record kind of took on a bit of a postage theme.
Oh,
you know?
That's
so
cool.
So Penny Black was the first postage stamp, and we actually have a vinyl release coming out that's Penny Red.
And you have enough material for 50 albums now. 500 letters you got.
Yeah, there's almost 900 pages of letters.
Unbelievable. Whose job was it to sort through the letters?
Same guy who's circling the block in the van right now.
That's why he's in the van.
Sorry again, Mark.
He's still reading the letters.
Oh, the bass player, yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here, and if you wouldn't mind doing a live song
sure.
Before his throat tightens up.
Yeah, well, actually, Trevor's going to be saying this is called Cut the Lights. This is sort of the lead-off single from the new record.
All right, Penny Black is the album Jubilee Riots in our studios.
1, 2, 3, 4... And get closer. I don't think that we understand completely. Shut the blinds and hide out and the heat of the city below can burn out. Ordinary people in an everyday traffic jams, bills and holidays. No come around at the strangest time. You can see the moon in the midday sky. No come around at the strangest time.
It's Jubilee Riots here on Border Crossings, and you guys are in town for a show at Wolf Trap tonight.
That's correct, yep.
So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. We've been there a bunch of times in the past, and it's always a great crowd. Great, very very receptive, very responsive, and very friendly.
Is this a big festival, or what kind of music event is this?
Nope, it's just us, just an evening with Jubilee Riots.
That's great.
Yeah,
sounds like fun.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a good venue, you know, and hopefully the weather will...
Well, there's the outdoor amphitheater, and then we're playing, there's sort of an indoor barn.
The barn.
Yeah, the barn at Wolf Trap, which it was apparently an actual barn from upstate New York, which they disassembled and moved down here and reassembled.
Well, now, you know, you guys have been doing this for a while, as you pointed out earlier, and you used to be called something else. You were called Enter the Haggis?
That is correct.
And you released seven albums as Enter the Haggis,
yep.
And then decided to change. Why the change?
Because we like doing things the difficult way.
Establish your name, seven albums,
build a brand,
keep them guessing.
Yeah, and throw it all away. Yeah, keep us on our toes too. Well, we'd sort of been gradually evolving. When the band got together, we played, you know, a lot of pub gigs, a lot of Celtic festivals, those kinds of things. And there was a lot more of that. We played sort of Celtic cover songs, the way that bar bands would play Mustang Sally and Freebird. We would play, you know, Star of the County Down and Wild Mountain Time. And over the years, as we wrote more and more original music, our sound kind of evolved away from the kind of sound you'd expect a band called Enter the Haggis to have. Mm-hmm. And we'd been finding for a long time that the name was sort of putting a picture into people's heads and putting an expectation in their heads before they ever heard us play a note. And it was kind of an uphill battle sometimes because people would expect a lot of pirate songs and, you know, that kind of thing. And when we were writing this record, I mean, we'd talked about it for years. Every time we've done an album for the last 5 or 6 years, probably, we would discuss the possibility of releasing it under a new name for those reasons. And this time when the album was done and we sat in the control room and listened to it, we all kind of looked at each other and said, this isn't really an Enter the Haggis album, you know. So
it's a Jubilee Riots.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Now, you live in Philly these days, but you're originally from Canada, and
yep.
I guess everybody in the band is from Canada, from different parts of Canada.
Yep.
Now, how does growing up in Canada influence the music that you guys make?
That's a good question.
What do you think, Trevor?
Well, yeah, yeah, but yeah, I mean, you know, Brian grew up playing, you know, playing on the contest fiddle circuit, mm-hmm. and you know, Craig played in pipe, you know, pipe bands growing up. So yeah, I think there's certainly a history and a culture of you know, Celtic music in Canada. So you know, that was, and Craig is from Scotland originally, so some of those things certainly influenced the initial direction and our music growing up, learning to play these types of instruments and being exposed to this type of music. And, you know, besides that, I think, you know, we all listen to Canadian music, to Canadian rock bands, you know, are some of our favorites.
Justin Bieber at the top.
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Of course. Yeah, I could tell, you know.
A lot of diversity in that music.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, there are certainly slight differences, mm-hmm. you know. But over the years, we've spent so much time down in the U.S. that we've been exposed to, you know, so much great music down here and American roots music, and that's mm-hmm. certainly come into this, you know, our writing. Certainly influenced our writing.
Yeah. And how are you received around the world? I see you performed in Japan and Australia where we're broadcasting. So how are you received?
Well, I mean, we're going to be in Ireland in under a month, and we've had fun there. We've played Germany and Italy, and it was received very well there. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing. Originally, part of the reason we started playing in the U.S. so much was that the sort of fad of Celtic music had kind of passed in Canada. And down here, it was much more unusual. You come down to Virginia, you play in South Carolina or something, and they haven't heard this fusion of Celtic instrumentation with rock music, or even just sort of the folk rock that wasn't really happening quite so much back then. But now it seems like it's got a little bit more worldwide prevalence, so it doesn't seem like we're having to break open doors quite as much anymore.
Well, we've got Jubilee Riots in our studio, and we're going to ask them a little bit more in depth about these letters, and I'm sure there's a lot of great stories, and how did they come up with 12 out of 500? And we'll find that out, but first I'm going to ask if you do another song.
Sure. Live Life. Yeah. This is a track from the new record as well. It's about celebrating your life. It's called Live to Life.
All right.
One, two, three. Spill my cup and I clean the floor, and I know I'm better for it. If your body's sore, it's 'cause you've done something. If the sun is in your eyes, then you're alive. If your heart is worn, it's 'cause you love someone. When you die, but I drank vermouth on the Ganges shore, and I saw the light of Bogota. If your body's sore, it's 'cause you've done something. If the sun is in your eyes, then you're alive. If your heart is worn, it's 'cause you love someone. When you die, like a monarch in El Paso. It's a rusty bus on the mountainside, and we're passing with our eyes closed. If your body's sore, it's 'cause you've done something. If the sun is in your eyes, then you're when you die.
You lived a life.
Sounding great. Love the sound. Jubilee Riots, an iPad on shuffle, I guess.
Right. That's you see what I mean?
That's very interesting. I like that analogy. That's great. They are on tour right now for the album Penny Black. And first of all, your album is available on vinyl, you mentioned? So
Not the album, but there was a companion piece of sorts that had three songs that didn't make the final record, plus a live cut of the first song on the album. And a couple of other sort of rarities that hadn't been released before. And we did a Pledge Music campaign to sort of crowdfund the record, and it was one of the things that people could purchase. And it's in the process of being printed, and there will be a few of them available. I think we're printing a limited run of about 500 of the things, so it's going to be pretty rare.
Do you think that vinyl – I mean, you know, vinyl is coming back, but do you think it's going to be able to, you know, sustain a momentum enough to sell and make it worthwhile? Because it's hard. I mean, where do you get the technology? Who's selling phonographs?
You know, yeah, hard to say.
If there's one thing that I'll say for vinyl, it sort of turns the tide back on the whole shuffle idea, you know? Mm-hmm. When you put a record on, you're going to listen to the whole album or at least one whole side, which I think artists like because it gives them a little bit more control over the order of tracks and sort of the full meal as opposed to just the snack of a song or two. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's kind of cool. I think people like the artwork. You can, you know, buy record frames and put them on the walls of your apartment, and you can, you know, you can really sort of get that tangible thing in your hands, and it feels like a product that's worth buying. But I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna save the music industry, but at the very least, it's gonna save the vinyl pressing industry for a little while.
Put them back to work. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how everything is just kind of cyclical because, you know, with singles in the '60s, and now we're back to buying one song at a time.
It'll be eight tracks before you know it.
I hope not. I hope not. But here's, you know, I want to find out about the album itself. Created the 11 songs, created from 500 or so letters. I mean, first of all, how did you pick the songs you chose among those letters? That's number one part of the question. And then I also want you to share some of the interesting stories about some of the songs that maybe didn't make it, but you wanted to or wished. You know, if there's going to be a part two, Penny Black 2.
Yeah, well, there's certainly enough content for that.
Yeah, there was quite a lot. One of the songs that didn't make it was about a woman who ended up getting PTSD from childbirth. I mean, it was that serious, and so no one would believe you could get post-traumatic stress disorder from childbirth, and she had decided to go through childbirth the natural way, and she didn't want to have any painkillers or anything like that, and well, whatever happened, the final result was that she had this serious condition, and it took a lot of convincing people and doctors and specialists and until finally it was discovered that she really did have something as serious. So. And, you know, PTSD is something that we hear a lot about these days.
Especially the military coming back. Now, do you find that a lot of the letters that you received are kind of, you know, in need of someone to listen, a friend to talk to, expressing emotional concerns about things like you just said? Because, you know, it's an interesting situation. The international listeners tend to be, you know, here in America we like to talk. North America, we like to talk. We'll tell anybody who will listen our most deepest problems.
Sure.
Whereas the international audience are more reserved and they tend not to open up to strangers, you know.
Well, we did get some anonymous letters, and there was certainly an abundance of letters where you could tell that it wasn't a story that had been told very many times, or even a story that their closest friends would necessarily know about them, but they'd always thought the story was worth telling. And, you know, we wound up with a lot of letters that sort of fell along certain themes. So some of the songs on the record are more sort of thematically based. You know, like there'd be a love song where there are specific references to one or two or three or four of the different letters. Stories of love and stories of loss, and the first time you met your significant other, and when your parents passed away, or as Craig was mentioning, the birth of a child, or, you know, these sort of. And it was an interesting thing for us to just kind of confirm our suspicion that no matter where you're from and no matter what kind of walk of life that there are certain things that are kind of touchstones that we all have in common. And, you know, you look for those universal themes and you're trying to write songs that are going to touch people and reach people.
So I'm sure you could make albums that are themed, as you just said. This has a lot of love overtones to it, but there could be albums about other things, you know, battles and family problems and things that I'm sure you received, you know, insight into through those letters. But wow, 500 letters is an amazing project to undertake to kind of crunch it and sort. How did you pick the 11 you did?
Oh, there was quite a few songs by the time all was said and done, and we just kind of went with the ones that that came together best and seemed to fit with one another best musically. But as you say, there was plenty of content, plenty of potential for other songs. And it's amazing to go to a show. I mean, I'm sure tonight we'll run into some people who we haven't seen since we received their letter and read through their story. And even if it didn't directly lead to a song, it's amazing because some of these people we've known for years and come to shows, and then they shared a story that we had no idea was in their past, and it can kind of change the way that you see somebody, you know.
And so, you know, that also, you take a letter from somebody and it's their story, and I think you change the names or something. Otherwise, you're going to get a lawyer who's going to say, that's so-and-so's story, and we want a piece of the action.
Yeah, right.
For, you know, I mean, Marvin Gaye suit, you know, Pharrell.
Now don't put any ideas in their heads either.
Okay.
Somebody's sitting at their computer right now going, hey,
that's my story. I can get paid for that. Jubilee Riots is in our studios here in Washington, D.C. They're on the road for a few more weeks promoting the new album, Penny Black. And pleasure to meet you guys. Would you do another song for
us? Thanks, absolutely, sure. Do you want to introduce this one, Trev?
Sure. This was primarily inspired by a woman from the Boston area who was dissatisfied with what she was doing with her life and decided to take a leap of faith and go over to school in Scotland. Mm. So it's really about you know, making a significant change in your life and seeing where it leads.
She might be from Boston.
She's a good friend of ours.
May have gone for sure.
It's called Two Bare Hands.
We're so grateful for the ones we rely on, and they lean back upon us, it seems so strong. But a time comes when there's no one around you. You do all that you can do with your brain and your brawn. Sometimes all you have, your beating heart and your two bare hands. You will find that sometimes all you have, your beating heart and your two bare hands. Your beating heart and your two bare hands. It's a fine line between comfort and callous. Finding our balance in this tightrope life. You got good friends who would do anything for you, but you may be calling when their hands are tied. Flick a fade and swing. Yeah, I've been lucky, my life's been sweet, but it's a stone's throw from my bed to the street. Yeah.
your beating heart and your two bare hands. You will find that sometimes all you have is your beating heart and your two bare hands. 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 Your beating heart and your two bare hands.
Woo! Jubilee Riots! Here in the Voice of America on Border Crossings, and the album is Penny Black. Thank you guys for coming in and doing this for us.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Show day. It's a lot of work, you know. And I know your voice sounds like maybe you're yeah. kind of suffering the effects of the weather and stuff.
So a little bit.
I appreciate that. You know, not many people would come in, you know, if you're not feeling well and do this. So thank you guys for sticking it out and hanging in there. I really appreciate it. How can people get the album around the world? iTunes, Amazon. We know that.
Yep.
Where else?
iTunes, Amazon. We've got Jubilee Riots. .com, and of course we're on Facebook and Twitter and all those other places. Facebook.com/Jubilee Riots Band.
And you guys respond directly to the fans when they write on Facebook or Twitter?
We are the ones who answer the questions and answer the emails, and anybody can reach out to us from anywhere in the world. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, well, come back and see us next time you're here in D.C. We'd love to have you back on.
Great, thank you.
Have a great show tonight in Vienna.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your time here in the snow. Hopefully it warms up for you. Jubilee Riots, the name of the band. We thank you guys for coming in. Penny Black is the album. I'm Larry London. Stay tuned. There's more Border Crossings coming your way.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1. Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
Border Crossings and a little Don Williams country song called You're My Best Friend, a request from Grace, who is listening to us in Ethiopia, and she wanted to hear that song, so thank you, Grace. And Mr. Omar in Kenya wanted a song from Michael Jackson for his son Peter. I'm glad you guys are listening in Kenya, so thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the Michael Jackson song, Black or White, here on Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, Jubilee Riots, checking out of our building, and we thank you for coming in to do this and promoting the new album, Penny Black. They're on the road for the new CD, and some great music. Really enjoyed it. I'm Larry London, and we've got about 15 minutes to go in the show, and we will be giving away a VOA t-shirt and Sound of Music soundtrack within the next 15 minutes, so hang around. We've got a birthday song. This is a request from King in Nigeria. It's Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday on Border Crossings.
Could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day. never David Wood. He said, aside for his recognition, because it should never be, just because some cannot see, the dream is clear as he, that they should make it become an illusion, and we all know everything that is good for time will bring.
You've got Stevie Wonder and a happy birthday song. Happy birthday to Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, who is 39 today. And happy birthday to Derek Whibley of Sum 41, who is 34 tomorrow. And he was once married to Avril Lavigne. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you from us at Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Jahangir, Jyoti, Nunana. Also, hello to Zahida Fayaz. Zahida is a new listener. Zahida Fayazgul. We've got Malusi Sabanda, also a new listener. Sophia, Travis, Samara, Alhaji, Saidu, Ya Ihuj. Freeman is listening, and also some new friends on Facebook. Ishimwe Kelly, Mark Niles, Mary Kyle Nalasa, Abel Asifa, Riaz Mahmoud, Claude Mandela Ruzik, Anthony DeMello, Baruch Socrates, Harian Z.A. Verden, Daughtry E. Bogale, Rovad Nessa Sina, and Jacques Stewart. They're all new listeners. And after we listen to this next request from Aditha Pratika in India, we are going to do our giveaway. So stand by for a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack. Right now, Aditha's request for Simon and Garfunkel. This is Scarborough Fair on Border Crossings.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a tanner shirt, a deep forest green.
sweet Saint Rosemary and trust me thus far. I am snow-crested crown without no sleep or
lights and then close the child over
and she'll be a true love
seems
aware
of a cloudy and calm.
Tell her to salt water
and sells to strands and polishes a fan.
She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary and jewels born in the soldiers to kill
and gather it all
at the vanish of heavens
they long ago forgot.
She'll be a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who is there. She once was a true love of mine.
Border Crossings, and are you going to Scarborough Fair? That is Simon Garfunkel with a classic. And I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossings each and every weekday at 1500 Universal, and we're almost out of time for today, so that means we got to squeeze in our contest right now. Let's see what we've got here. A lucky listener. Let's see who we select today for a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack celebrating their 50th anniversary of this Oscar-winning film. Today's lucky listener is Jessica from Kuwait. Yeah! All right, Jessica. She didn't give us her last name or address, so Jessica, get in touch with us so we've got your full address and full name so we can mail the t-shirt and also the CD to you. Some people win, and then they send me an email address. We can't get you a t-shirt by email. I know technology is good, but it's not that good. Can't get you a t-shirt by email yet. All right, Jessica in Kuwait's our winner, and she also wants me to play this song. This is Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman. It's Border Crossings.
Good things found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend. He puts her down. Out in the rain,
Border Crossings and the love of a man and a woman. Wow. Sparks fly when a man loves a woman. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Thank you, Jessica in Kuwait, for the Michael Bolton request, a song that was originally done in the 60s by Percy Sledge, who's been on this show before. I want to say hello to Laurel, Matt, Laria. She's listening. Laurel is a new listener with love from Ghana. I send love right back at ya. Also want to say hello to some listeners in Ethiopia, Daniel and Oneme. So thank you guys for checking in and letting me know that you are new listeners to the program in Ethiopia. We are getting bigger and bigger every day in Ethiopia as new people find us on Shager FM. Travis is also tuned in to the show, so thank you everybody, one and all, for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for joining us this past week. And we will be back on Monday, one last week of t-shirt giveaways with the Sound of Music soundtrack CDs. One last week next week. So enter the contest today and all weekend long. Send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can enter in those two places. Thank you again, Jubilee Riots, for joining the show today. It was great to have you guys in studio making music for us and for the audience. Thank you so much. Zenab is our producer engineer, and Vince and Felicia put the show together. So thank you guys all week long for your hard work. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. We'll bring it on down and see you Monday. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network. You know what we need?
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.